Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Dave Ormond, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Parky Carcass.
Oh, my, here it is, January the 12th. And this year is sure going by fast. In only 348 more days will be Christmas. And now, week after that, this will be New Year's again. And look at that, we just had New Year's. Yeah, the time is sure goes by fast. You know, the funny thing about life, as you get older, the years just goes by quicker. Nah, life is a crazy thing anyways. You work, you struggle for years. Finally reach a position where you could afford for to go out and eat a big steak. But it's no good, because by that time, all your teeth start falling out. So you wind up drinking milk. You're right back where you started from. But I don't complain. I got my healthy, I got lots of good friends, and I got a good business. There's one thing that I never worry about, that's his money. You know, there's more important things in the world besides money. Everybody thinks what they'd like for to be a millionaire, but not me. I don't care for to be no millionaire. I would just like to live like one. Here's Martha. Hello, Martha.
Hello, Parky. Say, Parky, I'm working on your income tax return, and there are a couple of things I don't understand.
Oh, yes, the income tax say that she's due Wednesday, huh?
Yes. Now, I see in your books that you had a girl by the name of Lanes working for you. What did she do?
Lanes? I never had no girl working for me by the name Lanes.
You must have had. You paid a lot of money to her. It's right here in the book, and it's in your handwriting. Hmm? Here it is. Miss Lanes.
No, no, this don't be Miss Lanes. That's miscellaneous, you see? Tell me. What else don't you understand there?
Well, this item of $68, yes. Shall I put that under repairs?
Repairs?
Yes, you marked it for putty and gas. Here it is.
Putty and gas. That's petty cash, you see. I guess what I don't write too plain, huh, Mother?
No, Parky. Yeah. I guess you'll never win any prizes for your penmanship.
Yeah, got a pretty awful handwriting. Yeah. You know, my handwriting is so bad, most people what sees it thinks I'm a doctor. maybe it's not that bad.
Well, Parky, I guess that's all I want to know right now. I'll go and finish this thing up and mail it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But you did have me worried for a minute about that Miss Lane.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's a funny thing, you know. Everybody's worried about paying income taxes, but not me. I'd be very happy for to pay it. I only know one thing. If you don't make nothing, don't got to pay no tax. Oh, here's Opie. Hello, Opie.
Hi, Parky.
Hello.
Say, Parky, do you know anybody who knows Chief Anderson over at police headquarters?
Chief Anderson?
Yeah.
No, I don't, Opie. You see, I don't got much for to do with the police. Huh? You see, years ago I made an agreement with them. If they don't bother me, I won't bother them. What's the matter? You in trouble?
No, it's not me. It's my nephew, Jack. You remember him, don't you?
Oh, Jack.
You?
Oh, yes. That's the one with his don't be too smart, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
he's
the one.
Fine,
but he ain't no trouble, Parky.
No, then what is he wants the police for?
He lost his job.
Lost his job? What does he think, the police could find it for him?
No, you see, he read in the papers that there's a big shortage of policemen, and he'd like to become one.
Oh, Jack, he wants for to become a policeman, huh?
Yeah, and he'd make a good one, too, Parky.
He would?
Yes, he would. You know, when he was a kid, he used to play cops and robbers, and he was the best cop they had.
Right.
Matter of fact, he caught the most crooks.
He did, huh? You know, but Poppy, playing cops and robbers and being a policeman, that'd be two different things, you know. Policeman is not only got for to catch robbers, they also got to do lots of other stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, I know he'd make a good policeman because he likes to eat fruit and walk around in the sun.
Yes.
Another thing, I know that he could put chalk on the automobile tires. But I don't think he... I really don't think he could fill out them parking tickets because he don't know how to ride.
Okay, I think what the policeman has got for tonight to ride a little bit.
Oh, no, they don't. Every time you see them cops and detectives in the movies, they're always the dumbest guys. Yeah. Oh, my. I sure would like to get a job for him, though, Parker.
So, wait a minute, Soppy. I've got an idea. Why don't you give your nephew a job playing with the orchestra?
Play with my orchestra?
Yeah.
He don't know nothing about music.
That's what I mean. He could fit in there perfectly, you see.
Oh, no, that's no good. Besides, the boys in my band wouldn't stand for him coming in.
No?
They don't want nobody around here smarter than they are.
See what you mean.
No, all kidding aside, Parker, you'd be doing a great turn for Jack if you knew someone who knows Chief Anderson.
Yes?
Jack has a lot of respect for you, Parker.
Yes?
He thinks you got a lot of influence with all them big shots.
Does
he? Yeah, he thinks you're a mighty big man.
Thinks I'm a big man, huh?
Not only a big man, but a smart man.
Oh.
He thinks you... Let me tell you, he thinks you're one of the smartest men in this town.
Does?
Yeah.
Say, you know something, Uppy? That boy has done be so dumb after all. I like him. I think he's a pretty smart fella. Yeah, I'm going to do something for him, too. Yeah, I think maybe what I could get in touch with Chief Anderson. You know, I did meet him once. Oh, it was years ago at the policeman's ball.
Yeah.
Say, you know something? He's a wonderful dancer.
Well, I don't know about that. I never danced with him.
Well, and neither did I. I was just standing there. And he came over and spoke to me.
He did?
Yes.
What did he say?
Take off your hat. Yeah, he might November me, Oppy. I'll remind him. I'll tell him what I was the fellow what was wearing the brown hat with the red feather in it.
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Martha Tilton sings, I'll Close My Eyes.
I'll close my eyes to everyone but you, and when I do, I'll see you standing there. I'll lock my heart to any other caress. I'll never say yes to a new love affair. I'll close my eyes to everything that's gay if you're not there to share each lovely day. The years, those moments when we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you. See you will, my.
you can tell a person's character by his clothes, his speech, even by his cigarette. For instance, if you smoke Old Gold cigarettes, chances are you have a well-developed sense of pleasure. And when we ask you to try Old Golds, we appeal to your sense of pleasure. We don't give you a song and dance about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking or throat irritation. All we say is, try. Just try an Old Gold and enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Yes, the finest tobaccos blended by folks with nearly 200 years in quality tobaccos behind them. Imagine that. 200 years of learning everything about tobaccos. Their growth, their care, their proper aging, moistening, and blending. So that we can bring you a cigarette that's absolutely the last word in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. That's why we don't wander off to talk about medicinal values and stuff like that. We just appeal to your sense of pleasure. And that's why we keep saying to you, anytime you want a treat, instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds.
Samantha, you tried for the phone, Mr. Thorner, the lawyer?
Yes, but he wasn't in, Parky.
Oh, my, I don't know who I could call now. Let me for the thing. Who is Nurse Chief Anderson?
Parky, I don't know why you should take the whole world's troubles on your shoulders. Opie's nephew is big enough to worry for himself.
Oh, but, Mas, I don't do nothing. I'm just trying for to help the boy along. He thinks that I'm a big man, you know. He's got an idea whether I got a lot of influenza and... Besides, he thinks that I'm very smart. Yeah.
Well, you are smart, Parky.
Ah, no, Mas, I'm going to be smart.
Yes, you are. You're very smart.
No, I'm not. Look, the least what you could do is insist once more, you know. Well, I guess that man is once for to pay his check. Pardon you, Martha. Yes, sir. Nice day today. Yeah. I enjoyed your lunch.
Fine. Yes. Can I have my check, please?
Yes. Let me see. You had the businessman's lunch. That's 75 cents.
Mm-hmm. Well, 75
cents.
Yes. Does that include dessert?
Yes, it does.
Well, I didn't have any dessert.
Oh. You didn't? Then you could take off 15 cents. That's just 60 cents.
15 cents?
Yes.
What kind of dessert do you get for 15 cents?
Well, you could have your choice of pie or ice cream.
Well, I don't like pie or ice cream.
Yes.
That's why I didn't have it.
Yeah, I know what you didn't have it. That's why I'm taking off the 15 cents, you see.
Well, if I don't have dessert, the least I can do is let me pick out the kind of dessert that I'm not going to have.
Yeah, that sounds fair enough. What kind of a dessert don't you want for to have?
Well, I love strawberry shortcake, so I won't have that.
You love strawberry shortcake, so you won't have that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you don't could have strawberry shortcake, you see, on the businessman's lunch, because strawberry shortcake is at 35 cents.
What's the difference how much it is? I'm not having it, am I?
No.
Then why should I pay for it?
That's right. If you don't have it, you don't have to pay for it. Yes.
Okay. And that's the dessert I won't have. Strawberry shortcake. So take off 35 cents.
Yes. Okay, that makes you owe me 40 cents then. Yes.
Say, did you put whipped cream on that strawberry shortcake that I didn't have?
No, whipped cream? No, I didn't. Whipped cream is 10 cents extra.
Well, I'm not going to have strawberry shortcake. I might as well not have it with whipped cream.
Yes, it's better that way. Yes. Okay, I'll take off 10 cents more for the whipped cream. That's, you owe me 30 cents.
That's much better.
Yes.
Here you are.
Yes.
You know, I don't mind paying for what I get, mister.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pay for something I don't get.
Yes, I don't blame you. I don't like to pay for something that I don't get myself.
Well, goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Yes. I bet what that man thinks of that a pretty smart fella getting me for to allow him 45 cents for strawberry shortcake and whipped cream, which he didn't have. Well, the joke is on him. He don't know that I don't got no strawberry shortcake.
My old friend, Mr. Parkyakakis, am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct. Say, Mr. Sharp, maybe you could help me.
Yeah.
Are you anybody what he knows, Chief Anderson?
Police Chief Anderson?
Yes.
Now, you ain't gone and got yourself in no trouble, have you, Mr. Parkyakakis?
No. You see, Opie's nephew is here, what he's been a big shortage of policemen now. And he wants me for to speak to him, the chief, because he thinks that I'm a big man and that I'm very clever, you know.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
See, the boy ain't very smart, is he?
No, you see, he ain't. That's right, yes.
So you'd like to get the Chief Anderson, am I correct?
That's the idea. You are correct, yes.
Now, Printer, you happen to be a very fortunate man.
I am? What kind of a business is that?
We put you in touch with people.
Yes?
Yeah, you see, you take the positive and the negative and you put them together, and that's how we make contacts.
You got a business where you make contacts with people?
Why, sure, sure. We can put you in touch with all the big shots.
Yes?
All the big financialiers.
Financialiers?
Yep. Also, all the big capital tap the tillis.
Capital tap the tillis?
Why, sure. See, I know all them guys, all them Philum Slopteris.
Philum Slopteris? Well, what is that?
Why, those are the influential people in the higher income bracelets.
The higher income bracelets, huh?
Yeah, sure, sure. Now, if you subscribe to our service...
Yes.
Not only do we give you the names, but we also give you their addresses and their telephone numbers. Why, we can put you in touch with anybody.
You could.
Let me give you an example.
Yes, go ahead. Give me an example. Yes.
All right. Now, a fella came into my office only a fortnight ago.
A fortnight ago?
Yeah, day before yesterday. You see, he wanted to get in touch with the governor of California, but he didn't know how.
Didn't
he? So what do I do?
What?
I simply put through a call to the state capital of California.
The state capital?
Yes, sir, Sacramento.
The state capital of California is Sacroiliac?
Sure. It's the backbone of the state. Hey, tell me, you ever been up there?
Oh, yes. Mighty pretty country up around Sacroiliac.
Yes, sir. Don't you love all them beautiful spine trees?
Tell me, what has happened when you telephoned the governor?
He was out.
Very interesting.
Yes, sure, sure. Now, our service puts you in touch with anybody that you want. Now, get this. Another fellow came in, see?
Yes.
He was working for the government. Mm. Didn't like his job. He wanted a higher position. Mm. So he subscribed to our service. We put him in touch with the right people. Today, he's got the highest position in the government.
What is it, the president?
Higher than that.
Higher than the president?
Yes, sir. They put him on a tower on top of Mount Wilson looking for fire.
Well, I guess that's about as high as you could get. Yeah, yeah. Tell me, Mr. Sharp, how much is this cost for your service where you're telling me I have to get in touch with all these big people?
Well, Mr. Pakiakakis,
yes?
I can let you have our complete and strictly confidential service
yes.
for $5, which you've got to admit is a paltry sum.
A poultry song.
Yes, sir, exactly.
Yes. Well, that $5 doesn't sound much for to get a complete confidential service where you tell me all the names and addresses of all the big people.
Well, you'll say it ain't. Look, brother, I ain't making a cent on you.
You're not?
No, sir, that $5 only covers the cost of making a living.
Oh. Well, thank you very much. Here, there's your $5.
Well, thank you, and here is your confidential service. It's all in this book here.
Yes, yes. Hey, wait a minute. Confidential service? You just sold me a telephone book.
That's right.
Well, what is so confidential about a telephone book?
Telephone company don't know I'm selling them.
Goodbye, Mr. Scott.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing the anniversary song. Thank you. we have so much to say about fragrance, and we have so much to tell you about tobacco aroma, about smooth, mellow, delicious smoking enjoyment, why should we go in for hoopla about laboratory tests and medical claims and throat irritation? We think we know what you want in a cigarette. Just good, solid smoking pleasure. All right, try. Just try a pack of Old Gold cigarettes. Taste and flavor, the richest you ever enjoyed. That's what you get every time you put an Old Gold to your lips. Be mellowed by an Old Gold. Let the smooth, rich smoke float luxuriously over your tongue. Try, just try an Old Gold cigarette. Then you'll know why we say anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
Hoppy, come here a second, will you?
Yeah, what do you want,
Parker? You know, all afternoon I've been calling up everybody what I could think of, trying for to see if I could find somebody who knows Police Chief Anderson.
Yeah.
Then I finally got the idea what I could call up the chief myself. I call up, and what do you think? Yeah. There was nothing to it. Answered the phone himself. Turned out for to be such a nice man. Only goes for to show you, Hoppy, what the bigger a man is, the easier does it be for to talk to him.
Well, ain't that always the way, Parker?
Sure is, yes.
Say, did you tell him to give my nephew a job?
Well, I told him what he'd like for to become a policeman, and he said he'd be very glad for to send over one of his officers for to tell me all about it, so they were sending him right away.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that was about an hour ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, Opie, here comes a policeman now. That he must be the one what the chief is sent over. Let me for to handle this. I'll go over for to talk to him.
Okay.
How you do, officer?
How do you do? Chief Anderson sent me over to talk to you, Mr. Parky Carcass.
Yes, I got... Oh, you know me?
Oh, sure I know you. Don't you remember me? I'm Bob Morton.
Bob Morton. Oh, you're Phil Morton's boy.
Sure.
For heaven's sake. And you be a policeman now?
Yeah, for a year and a half.
Oh, right.
Ever since I got out of the service.
You're be a policeman. I could hardly believe that.
Huh? Why?
I don't know. In November, you was the kid when he was the honor student in high school, won all the prizes, you... Then you went to college, you got all the scholarships there. I didn't know what a brilliant kid like you would turn out for to be a policeman. I mean, going to college and everything, you know.
Well, we have any number of college graduates in this department.
Yeah?
In fact, a good many of our men are law school graduates as well.
Oh, you know. I never knew what you had to go to college to be a policeman.
Well, you don't have to go to college, but we do require at least a high school education.
Oh, you got to have at least a high school education.
Well, that's the educational requirement.
Yes.
But if a man wants to join the police force, he has to pass a very rigid physical examination, too.
Oh.
About 50% of the applicants fail in that.
Well, I see, not only is a policeman, he's got to have a good mind, but he's also got to have a good body.
Yeah. Also a good temperament.
Temperament?
Yeah, a policeman has to have infinite patience.
Oh.
Has to be a man who is not easily ruffled, who knows the right thing to do at the right time, and... Very often in a tight spot, he has to make a split-second decision in law that might take the Supreme Court many months to decide.
He's got to be like a judge, too, huh?
That's right.
It's a good thing that they don't also expect him to be a doctor.
Well, he doesn't have to be a licensed physician, but he must know first aid, and he's got to be prepared for almost anything.
Oh.
Well, there have been many instances where he's even helped a new citizen into this world.
Well, I see. He's got to be a delivery boy, too. For heaven's sake, what else does he has got for to know?
Well, let's see. He has to pass a certain marksmanship grade.
Yes.
He has to keep up with all the new laws, all the new scientific processes of fingerprinting, blood stains, all the other methods of crime detection.
Well, I guess what it most takes a lot of time to keep studying all that stuff.
Well, we don't think very much in terms of time. Even when we're off duty, we're on constant call 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day?
Hmm? Hmm.
Now, just thinking, Bob, if the policeman is kept so busy... When did they find time to put all those tickets on the cars? No, I'm only making a joke. You know something, Bob? Standing here looking on you in your uniform, you look just like what your father used to look like, 20 years ago. He sure has been a good policeman. Everybody's loved him, you know? Phil Morton, yeah. He was everybody's friend.
Yeah, he was everybody's friend, Mr. Parky Carcass. Mm. That's true of most policemen. A good many people think that policemen are their enemies, but really they're not. Sometimes the policeman appears to be a little harsh with people. It's because he's just trying to help them.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, a father trying to correct his child.
Oh, yes, you're right, Bob. I remember when I was a little kid, he used to think that my father was pretty cruel because you don't let me for to have my own way all the time. But after I grew up, I realized that he has done it for my own good. I'm glad now that he took such a close interest in me, too. You know, I guess I wasn't done being the nicest kid in the world either. Huh? I guess what I needed somebody every now and then for to straighten me out.
Well, I guess all of us needed that, Mr. Parker Carcass.
Yeah. Say, Bob, you know, it's too bad what your dad is. Don't quit see you now. He would have been so proud of you.
Well, I'm just trying to carry on where he left off. I decided that I'd become a policeman the night he was killed chasing those two fellows who held up that filling station.
Oh, yes, I remember that night, Bob. Oh, my, that was a terrible thing. They stole so little money, too, didn't they?
$9.53.
Just imagine that. Your dad was ready to lay down his life just for to protect $9.53 what belonged to somebody else. And if I remember right, they even took away his gun. That is the one where they shot him with.
That's right. He had to pay out of his own pocket for the gun and bullets that killed him.
Bullets? You mean, Bob, a policeman has got for to pay not only for his gun, but for his bullets, too?
And for his uniform.
Got to pay for his own uniform. Oh, my. And you don't would exactly call policemen the highest paid people in the world either, would you? I mean, every year when they list in the papers, the names of the people will get the highest salaries. I've never seen one policeman's name there yet.
No, and I'm afraid that you never will.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm not helping you out very much with your problem, am I? The chief said that you had a man in mind who'd like to join the force. I'll be glad to help him with his application. Where can I see him?
Bob, now that I talk to you and I realize what is required of a policeman, now that I understand a little better what type of a man a policeman has really got to be, I think we better forget about this fella.
No?
I'll try for to see whether I couldn't get him a job in some other line of work, because believe me, Bob, he's done be good enough to be a policeman.
Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Parker Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.